RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by press review, Today in History, Focus, Headlines Newspaper, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Vice President Yusuf Kala to attend nuclear summit in Washington. The United States sent 358 personnel for UN peacekeeping mission. Now the news in detail. General Director of Multilateral of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Hasan Klaib in Jakarta, said Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kala will attend nuclear security summit in Washington, D.C., USA on 1st of April 2016. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Hasan said the summit meeting was initiated by the U.S. as the agenda once in 2 years started in 2010 and Indonesia has participated since that. He also said the meeting will discuss security and the use of nuclear active materials, including the material which is on the irresponsible country. The nuclear summit will be participated by 52 countries, started with summit meeting head of state on 30 up to 31st of March, discussing the document draft that will be adopted at the head of the state level. Chief of Staff of Military Regional Command at Mulawarman 6 Brigade General George Supit sent 358 personnel to Bhakti Wira Utama 623 Infantry Battalion to conduct peacekeeping mission under United Nations flag. The sending was marked with ceremony release of Garuda Continent 30B United Nations mission in Darfur, Sudan in South Kalimantan on Friday. He asked all the personnel to keep good image of Indonesia under the UN. As quoted by Antara News Agency, he said each duty of Garuda Continent always gets appreciation from many countries. Jitter People Consultative Assembly MPR Sulkifli Hasan support the discourse of increasing the status of National Narcotic Agency BNN to be an institution as high level as ministry under president control. As quoted by Antara News Agency, narcotic has become dangerous threat for nation and the status becomes emergency of narcotics and drugs. Starting with the children, even governmental official and security apparatus also enjoyed the prohibited item. President Joko Widodo plans to increase the level of BNN to be the same as ministerial level to eradicate seriously the narcotics and drug abuse. Human rights watchdogs had voiced their objection to what they claim as a plot by security authorities to sacrifice civil liberties in the name of national security in the draft revision of the terrorism law. As quoted by Jakarta Post, Setara Institute Deputy Chairman Bonar Tigor, Nais Post said that the government has to ensure that it upholds the principles of human rights in its bid to secure the country. He also said security officials should always protect citizens' human rights without discrimination. He said even though they are terrorist suspects, the legal process should be referring to the prevailing laws. The current law emphasizes preemptive measures that would enable officials to take action against terrorist suspects. Industry Minister Saleh Hussein realized that the opportunity to develop domestic coffee industry is still wide open because of huge potential of coffee consumption and the rise in the world's coffee demand. As quoted by Tempo.com, Minister Saleh Hussein asked Indonesian people and foreigners to buy regional coffee when traveling to Indonesian regions. He explained one of the tangible support for the domestic coffee industry is buying coffee in regions they fish it. Indonesia is the third largest coffee producer behind Brazil and Vietnam, with average production of 685,000 tons per annum, 8.9% of the total world coffee production. Minister Saleh further said that the middle-class growth and changing lifestyle of Indonesian people have boosted the consumption of domestic coffee product by an average of 7% per annum. The government push to develop regions outside Java is gaining momentum, on which Jakarta is now accelerating the development of regions in the three provinces of Kalimantan that border with Malaysia. The programs focus on the creation and improvement of transportation infrastructure that will help smooth the flow of people. The projects in Kalimantan are part of 9 programs initiated by the administration of President Joko Widodo since he took office in October 2014. As quoted by Jakarta Post, Hood Minister Cahyo Kumolo said that the three provinces are West Kalimantan, East Kalimantan, and North Kalimantan. The government has pledged to provide more than 1,770 kilometers of road in the border area, which stretches from Temajuk in West Kalimantan and Sebatik in North Kalimantan. The last item, Papua province will promote its traditional bed noken as an alternative to plastic bags in light of a government policy requiring store to charge customer for plastic bags. The noken, a bed made of woven or knotted bud traditionally used to carry items ranging from grocery to babies, has been acknowledged as UNESCO Intangible Cultural Heritage Item since 2012. Each village in Papua has its own signature noken. As quoted by Jakarta Post, Jayapura Plastic Bed Diet Program Officer Yayan Sopian said that replacing plastic with nokens will boost the noken industry in Papua. Besides saving the environment, Jayapura Plastic Bed Diet Program can also boost the incomes of the women who produce noken in Papua. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with press review. Various significant events that occurred this week are summarized in press review compiled from various newspapers published in Jakarta. Let's begin with Kompas newspaper, which in its editorial on Thursday writes, "Bowing to the majesty of nature." A cosmic performances of total solar eclipse took place on Wednesday, March the 9th. Many of us can reflect on this special event for several reasons. First, this is the total solar eclipse with the totality of its path only past Indonesia. The rest, a pathway called the umbra, just crossed the sea. Another specialty, the total solar eclipse this year received great attention, just like the total solar eclipse in Indonesia on June 11, 1983. The difference is this year's total solar eclipse took place in a more democratic nature, so people could be freely looking for information and deciding whether to watch the total solar eclipse or not. For those lucky enough to witness the astronomical event, we believe deep impression will be inhabiting their consciousness. As the moon covered the sun entirely, we were fascinated and thought we were in a very exotic place. There was the amazement at the grandeur of nature on its crater. The total solar eclipse on Wednesday has enriched the experience of Indonesian society. All parties hope that the enthusiasm to the natural event is not only a momentary frenzy. The total solar eclipse should become a momentum to move the nations into love of nature, rational and future-oriented. Media Indonesia Daily in its editorial on Thursday, March the 10th, writes, "No deparpolisasi." There is no democracy without politics and no politics without political parties. Political formula formulated by Clinton Rossiter seems to be a mantra for political parties to reinforce their existence in a democratic state. Not surprisingly, there are accusations of deparpolisasi or anti-political party towards Basuki Cahayapurnama or Ahok when he decided to take part in local election in Jakarta in 2017 through individual lines. The allegation is debatable. Ahok advanced in the regional election through independent paths clearly was not a random choice, but was made with careful consideration. First, Ahok does not want to be kept as a hostage by political party, especially the Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, PDIP. which wouldn't provide certainty to him. Ahok, who is also Jakarta governor, initially wanted his deputy Jarod Saiful Hidayat to stay with him and asked PDIP as Jarod's party to immediately provide an answer. However, the party has its own mechanism, so that answer cannot be given in accordance with the wishes of Ahok. The second consideration that finally made Ahok choose the independent path is because he does not want to disappoint his volunteers, called Ahok's friends, who for a few months have been working extra hard to collect ID card for support. Ahok does not want to upset hundreds of thousands of public in Jakarta who voluntarily gave support to him to continue to lead the capital in the next period. Well, that was Press Review over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History. I'm here, Mala Rahmana. Now we begin with the independence of Mauritania on March 12, 1968. Mauritania, a small kingdom in the south of Africa, gained its independence from Britain on March 12, 1968. It had been colonized by the Dutch in the 17th century and France in the 18th century. In 1814, Britain took Mauritania from the France and kept colonizing it until 1968. Moving on to March 12, 1967, Session of Provisional People Consulta Assembly, MPRS, named General Suharto President. Provisional People Consulta Assembly, MPRS, was the beginning of Indonesian current highest institution, People Consulta Assembly, MPR. MPRS was established based on Sukarno's presidential decree on 5th of July, 1959. 7 years later, Sukarno had a liability speech on MPRS 4th General Section in 1966, on which his Nawaksara speech did not satisfy MPRS, which gave him the presidential mandate. Therefore, MPRS took the mandate from Sukarno. Afterwards, MPRS has had a special session on March 12, 1967 to strip Sukarno from his presidential position and to appoint Lieutenant General Suharto as the president based on Article 3 of MPRS Decree No. 9, 1966, as well as to instruct the judicial body to conduct observation, examination, and legal prosecution. Listener, we end today in history with an event in 2003. Serbian Prime Minister Zoran Dindic was murdered in Belgrade. Zoran Dindic from Cyrillic Serbia was the Prime Minister of Serbia, Belgrade mayor, politician and philosopher. He began in power as 5th Serbian Prime Minister since January 25, 2001 until March 12, 2003. He was murdered in Belgrade. This murder was related to the tension between Serbia and the countries of former Yugoslavia and his policies. Listener, it was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Listener, welcome to Headline of Sun National Newspaper published today on Saturday, March 12, 2016. While we start from Compass, in his headline, Compass writes, early prevention more urgent. Before the fire spread rapidly on the peatland, all stakeholders are asked to carry out variety of early prevention and forest fires. Wet in the peatland should be as ready before the dry season comes. Peat expert from University of Jambi, Asmadi Saad, said Jambi will enter the dry season in April or May. Before the drought occurs, Asmadi added, wet in peatlands should already be carried out. Now we move on Republika newspaper. In its headline, Republika writes, Indonesian government classifies Israeli products. Indonesian government still mapping and classifying Israeli products to be boycotted. The move follows a call for Indonesia and the Organization of Islamic Cooperation IC to boycott Israeli products. The boycott applies to goods produced in the regions where Israelis settled illegally. The settlement spread in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. Coordinating Minister for Political Security and Legal Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan said that mapping the Israeli products to be boycotted is very necessary because, according to him, there are several products of Israel made by Palestinians. With this reality, Minister Luhut added, the boycott cannot be carried out on all goods. Well, listener, we come to an end with the Media Indonesia newspaper. In this headline, Media Indonesia writes, President Joko Widodo treats Bulog. About an hour walking around and looking at the rice storage space, dryers and milling grain in logistic agency Bulog warehouses, Triangan in Karanganyar Central, Java. President Joko Widodo was surprised with the three rice dryers, which are not working, at the warehouse. When inspecting suddenly, the president, with a serious mimic, said the drying machine with capacity of 80 tons a day could only reach 20 tons for a week. This shouldn't happen, because many crops could not be absorbed well. In regard to this sudden inspection, President Joko Widodo directly called and pointed out to President Director Bulog, Jarod Kusumayakti, about the issue of observation of unhulled rice and palm rice in the warehouse. Listener, those were some headlines of national newspaper published today, Saturday, 12 of March 2016. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. General Director of Multilateral of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Hasan Klaib in Jakarta said Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla will attend Nuclear Security Summit in Washington, D.C., USA on 1st April 2016. Chief of Staff of Military Regional Command of Mularaman 6, Brigadier General George Supit, sent 358 personnel of Bakti Wira Utama, 623 Infantry Battalion to conduct peacekeeping mission under United Nations flag. Chief of People Consultative Assembly MPR Zulkifli Hasan supports the discourse of increasing the status of National Narcotics Agency BNN to be an institution as high level as ministry under president control. Human rights watchdogs had voiced their objections to what they claim as efforts by security authorities to sacrifice civil liberties in the name of national security in the drug revision of the terrorism law. Industry Minister Saleh Hussein realized that the opportunity to develop domestic coffee industry is still wide open because of huge potential of coffee consumption and the rise in the world coffee's demand. The government's push to develop region outside of Java is gaining momentum, of which Jakarta is now accelerating the development of regions in three provinces of Kalimantan, the border with Malaysia. Papua province will promote its traditional bed noken as an alternative to plastic bags in light of government policy requiring store to charge customer for plastic bags. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia.
In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Pacitan in East Java province. Stay tuned. Listeners, Pacitan has many beautiful beaches. One of them is Pidakan Beach, which is located at West Godek Hamlet, Tulakan Sub-District. The distance from Pacitan to Pidakan Beach is only around 30 kilometers. Listeners, Pidakan Beach is well known because the beach has various kinds of sizes of gravels. The gravels spread throughout the beach. Because of that, Pidakan Beach is the only one beach in Indonesia which has gravels panorama. Those gravels have white color, so that this makes its beach more beautiful. Pidakan Beach is quite unique compared with other beaches in Indonesia because 70% its beach contains of natural stone and white sand. Pidakan Beach with gravels panorama combining with wave and also coconut trees as its background becomes more beautiful. And you do not have to worry because to enter and to enjoy the beach, you only have to pay tickets as you can. Listeners, at Pidakan Beach you can see starfish and also other marine biotas such as sea urchin and mud crab. To go to Pidakan Beach, which is not far from Pacitan City, you can access through South Street Line of Pacitan, which has been inaugurated in August 2015. It is not difficult to find out the location of Pidakan Beach. Listeners, if you come to Pidakan Beach, you will see exotic gravel beach and also coconut trees plantation, which makes situation become fresh and peaceful. Around the beach, gazebo is provided to take a rest. Even though Pidakan Beach has still few facilities, due to it is managed traditionally by local people. You do not have to worry because around the location there are many stores which sell many kinds of food and beverages. So what are you waiting for? Set your time to take holiday at Pidakan Beach in Pacitan, East Java Province. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany, a special program introducing Indonesia's tourism, including places of interest, culture, and tradition, also Indonesian cuisine. Today's edition will be discussing Purbalingga District Library Delivery Service. So stay tuned in RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. an example of electronic and mobile technologies utilization in support of business is with the application of online delivery system. This has been done by local library in Purbalingga, a small town in Central Jawa. Various strategies that can be done by business people to enhance their market, among others, is by using modern technology. An example of electronic and mobile technologies utilized in support of business is with the application of online delivery system, as has been done by local library in Purbalingga, a small town in Central Jawa. It provides home delivery to meet public needs. Through the delivery, they who do not want to bother to leave the house to get the product or service they need, in this case books, can have it at home. The Purbalingga Regional Library continues to develop services to the public so that they can access library services more widely and easily. Among others, through the operation of mobile library as a means of delivery service for members to borrow books from the library collection. This mobile libraries is intended so that public library services can reach down to the village level. According to the head of Library and Regional Archives Office in Purbalingga, Sidik Purwanto, the program is supported by the population-based office website operation. Through this website, people can access the library collection online. Then the book will be delivered to the borrower address. Besides for delivery service, the mobile library car can also be utilized by people to borrow books it carries. The car is equipped with a computer network that allows direct access to the administration server and collection of books in the library. To borrow a book from the library, of course, you must follow the rules, like you have to be a member first. Mobile library also accepts application to become member of the library. However, a membership card cannot be readily accepted by the public because the printing is done in the library office. In the future, the Library and Regional Archives Office of Purbalingga will develop an online library services that can be accessed using a smartphone and Android technology. Well, that was Miscellany Today featuring Purbalingga District Library Delivery Service. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Mariati, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In addition to shortwave 9525 kHz, you can also listen to this program through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. In today's edition, I will introduce you to Andin, a singer who has a complete name, Andini Aisyah Haryadi, was born in Jakarta 25 August 1985. She released her sixth album entitled Let It Be My Way on 17 December 2014 and her main single with the same title, Let It Be My Way. Listeners, to begin our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Let It Be My Way, sung by Andin.
be my way. Aku yang rasakan cinta datang dan pergi dalam hidupku. Let it be my way. Pengalaman ada akhirnya. Kini aku hanya untuk kamu.
In the album of Let It Be My Way, Andine re-sang her 6 songs. In launching her album, Andine said that she wants something new in every her album. According to her, it is a challenge when she enters 6 old songs because she has to make Indonesian music lovers be able to enjoy different color without comparing herself with the original singer. Let It Be My Way that you has just listened is composed by Melly Guslow. Mika became Melly's inspiration in making song with love stem. Music which is arranged by Anto Hood has beat rhythm, while its intro is filled with sound of brass section. Although at a glance, it makes the song more beautiful like other Melly songs. Part of refrain of the song is catchy and easy listening. Listeners, let's listen to a song entitled Rindu by Andine. Enjoy the song.
Cinta ini untukmu hanya di
Listeners, that was the second song entitled Rindu, sung by Andin. This song was composed by Anang Hermansyah and popularized by Warna. Previously, Smash, an Indonesian boy band, re-sang this song. A song entitled Rindu in Smash and Andin version is similar in music. In making process of this song, Andin collaborated with the most popular DJ, Dipa Barus. Certainly, Andin leaves all characters which have been built over 5 albums on this one song. It is also well proven that Andin is able to sing a variety of musical genres. Well, listeners, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to the songs entitled Sempurnalah Cinta, or means Love Perfect, and Satu Yang Tak Bisa Lepas by Andin. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Kemarin dan esok nanti, kenangan dan harapan bercahaya di dalam hati, sejuta mimpi menjadi nyata.
Sempurnalah cinta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Kusimpan masa demi masa, tak mudah untuk terlupa saat kau masih di sisi, hingga saat kau dengannya kadang ku menangis. Tetaplah diriku di sini, masih seperti yang dulu ku temui kau pun kembali untuk bersamaku lagi. Aku pun mengerti satu yang tak bisa lepas, percayalah hanya kau yang mampu mencuri hatiku. Aku pun tak mengerti satu yang tak bisa lepas, bawalah kembali jiwa yang luka dan perasaan yang lemah ini menyentuh sendiriku. Diriku di sini masih seperti yang dulu ku temui kau pun kembali untuk bersamaku lagi. Aku pun mengerti satu yang tak bisa lepas, percayalah hanya kau yang mampu mencuri hatiku. Aku pun tak mengerti satu yang tak bisa lepas, bawalah kembali jiwa yang luka dan perasaan yang lemah ini menyentuh sendiriku.
Jiwa yang yang lemah ini menyentuh sendiriku, dan perasaan yang lemah ini menyentuh sendiriku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Lalu mengapa kau diam saja, tak berdaya? Di belia usia, di masa yang paling indah, kau tampak tak bergairah. Sementara yang lainnya hidup seenaknya, seakan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, mudah putus asa dan kehilangan arah. Sementara yang lainnya hidup seenaknya, seakan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, mudah putus asa dan kehilangan arah. Oh, yang sedang terjadi, oh astaga,
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Terdalam yang pernah ku rasa, hasratku hanyalah untukmu, terukir manis dalam renunganku. Jiwamu, jiwaku menyatu, biarkanlah ku rasakan hangatnya sentuhan kasih.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.